Hi guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the weekly guitar meeting. Jonathan here. I will be reviewing four beautiful guitars with the highlight on 1926 Hermann Hauser I. In the next couple of hours, we will be also presenting an online guitar concert by our dear friend Valentin Novak from Slovenia. Make sure you don't miss the concert because it will be the exciting one. Lately, we have received a lot of beautiful guitars. Some of them are rare guitars and historical instruments. Make sure you stay tuned. Next week episode, we will have another beautiful guitars. And in 2 weeks, we have also amazing guitars. We are truly the world's finest guitar in one place. And I'm not over-exaggerating myself. It truly is. Make sure you also hit the like button. Let us know in the comment section below what you think about the guitars. And of course, subscribe if you haven't already. Follow us too on our other social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook, where we will be posting our guitar collection from time to time. Let's begin! The first guitar is made by reputable British luthier Christopher Dean from Oxford, England. This guitar is from 2022. It is a brand new guitar. It's number 508. As you might already familiar with the guitar by Christopher Dean, it has very exquisite build quality, very high level of craftsmanship. It has spruce top, very beautiful spruce top, beautiful rosette design with the blue color outline, which I think it's also very pretty, and Indian rosewood back and sides, straight grain Indian rosewood. Let's take a listen. The first thing I notice about this guitar is the playability. It is exceptionally easy to play guitar. Christopher knows for sure how to build guitars that are easy to play. The neck shape of this guitar is very comfortable on the left hand. Very comfortable. And also, I think the overall instrument, it has a good level of tension, which makes playing this guitar very effortless. The travels of this guitar, they are very round, warm, and it has a hint of lushness into them. I will play you the first string. Voices are singing. Thank you. The basses are very dark and deep. They have also a bit of old world character into them. They are very responsive and responding also very well to the left hand vibrato. The combination of warm and round trebles with deep and dark basses make this instrument very musical instrument. I feel that this instrument is sounding very natural to my ear as it was built traditionally with 7 fan braces. The basses are very rich, the overtones are very beautiful on this guitar, and the whole combination of the tone colors of this guitar, I feel that I couldn't think of any music that is not suitable for this instrument. This guitar is very versatile. You can play easily early music on this guitar, South American music, classical, modern music. I think this guitar will serve you well. For concert performers who are looking for a versatile concert instrument, good volume, traditional sounding, beautiful sounding, musical instrument, I think you cannot go wrong with this guitar. The next guitar is built by Dario Garcia. He is a Spanish guitar maker from Sevilla, Spain. This guitar is his Concierto model from 2022. This is a brand new guitar. From our experience with Dario Garcia's instruments, we also have his La Leona model guitar, which we think also very beautiful guitar. His guitars are built in the Spanish traditional style. Nevertheless, he always incorporates his own ideas and design. So I would say his guitars are modern Spanish guitar. This one has a spruce top, very beautiful spruce top with some medullary rays here and there, combined with straight grained Indian rosewood back and sides. You can see the rosette design here. The mosaic was produced very finely and masterfully. The tie block here also has the same design. As I said before, as a modern Spanish guitar, he uses also the double sides construction method, which layering Spanish cypress inside of the side. Let's take a listen. This guitar has a huge volume and I assume also very good projection due to its modern construction. For example, the double sides. But nevertheless, it still has the traditional sound because it is technically a traditional guitar. It has 7 fan braces in the Spanish traditional style. As well, the trebles, they have Spanish bite into it. I can still feel that this is the Spanish guitar. The trebles are responding quickly to my right hand attack. Of course, it also makes this guitar very easy to play, especially for the right hand. Very balanced middle voices, very direct. The voices throughout the whole register are very well balanced. The trebles, the middle voices, and the basses, they are accompanying each other very well. It is a guitar that is very easy to play on the left hand and right hand. I notice as well, if you might know the Paco Santiago Marin bridge, this guitar has the similar design. I mean, guys, for the price of this guitar, the guitar is easily way beyond its price point. For concert performers who are looking for Spanish modern concert instrument, you cannot go wrong with this guitar, I believe. You will not lose the Spanish vibe on this guitar, guys. The next guitar is made by French guitar maker Thomas Doge. This is his 20th anniversary model. It is number 155 from 2022. This is also a brand new guitar. What makes this guitar very special is the 20th anniversary model, which is highlighting his career as a guitar maker since 20 years. As you can tell, this guitar has a very beautiful spruce top, which is for sure easily the highest quality spruce one can find, and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. You can see the black line here, the grain of the Madagascar rosewood. They are very pretty. What makes this 20th anniversary model special is the decoration and the ornamentation. You can tell here the rosette, it has very small mosaic on it. I don't know how he made it, but they are very fine. The tie block has the same design, and also the tail block. Beautiful. The craftsmanship of this guitar is exceptional. You can see all the bindings were joined carefully and masterfully. One more thing that I like about this guitar is the headstock design. I really like this headstock design. It's not too much, it's not too less, it is just nice. Of course, the Alesi tuning machines with snake wood button. Let's hear how it sounds. The first thing that struck me when I played this guitar was the dynamic range. It had very huge dynamic range. As you might be able to tell that this guitar has a good volume, I assume as well very good projection. The first string of this guitar is very smooth. The trebles overall are very smooth and very rich sounding, I would say. Of course, since this guitar was built also in a traditional way, with 7 fan braces, I expect this guitar to sound very natural. It has the trebles, they have very long sustain. I wouldn't consider this as a quick attack trebles, but every tone on the trebles, they are just like well polished, round, and even sustained. The middle voices are also very well balanced. Basses are very even as well, and they are deep. When you play the bass, you can feel the whole guitar is vibrating. Not only that, they are exceptionally well balanced. I didn't hear any jump on the note quality from one to the other. it is very easy to control the dynamic range on this guitar. Sounding French style instrument. That's how I would describe this guitar. So guys, just as a reminder, make sure you don't miss the online guitar concert by our friend Valentin Novak in a couple of hours. It will be an amazing one, trust me. Guys, again, I don't want to over exaggerate myself, but I still cannot believe what guitars we are having here at Sikas Guitars. We have Fleta, we have Romanios, we have Hernandez y Aguado, we have Julian Gomez Ramirez. We are truly the world's finest guitar in one place. I cannot imagine where else in the whole world you can find this amount of amazing guitars. Make sure you stay tuned on our YouTube channel. Hit the like button. Let us know what do you think about the guitars in the comment section below. Subscribe if you haven't already. And also follow us on our other social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook. Sometimes we are also posting a new arrival guitars that hasn't been posted on our website. This is it, guys. I hope you enjoy this week episode of the Weekly Guitar. I'm just kidding. We still have one more. The moment that everybody have been waiting for. 1926, Hermann Hauser I. I have to pick up the guitar because it cannot walk to me, you know. I'll be straight honest to you. I don't even know how to begin to explain this guitar. It is simply one of the best guitar I've ever played in my life. Of course, for me, this guitar is not just musical instrument, but it's more about piece of history. This is one of the most important guitar in the development of classical guitar. This particular guitar is from 1926, which means it is 98 years old. It has spruce top, beautiful spruce top, unbelievable, with a mother of pearl rosette. Simple design, but effective and catchy. A bit like shark teeth, the design. And one piece Madagascar rosewood back. And Indian rosewood sides. Yes, you hear me correct. It has different woods on the back and on the sides. One piece Madagascar on the back and Indian rosewood on the sides. The condition of this guitar is breathtaking, amazing. I can tell you that, yes, being a 98 years old guitar, it has some marks here and there, nail marks, playing wear, even the small part here, the French police worn out a bit. But the top, it has only one very small hairline crack here next to the fretboard. Otherwise, it is very clean. You know, no crack on the lower boat, which is the main part of the soundboard. Oh, by the way, it is in original condition. Even the tuning machines, the Landsdorfer tuning machines, they are original and they are still turning smoothly. Fun facts about this guitar is it was built in 1926, the same year as one of Angel Romero's Hermann Hauser, which I believe he really loved. As you might know, Hermann Hauser I was already an accomplished instrument maker. He built Viennese-style instruments before his meeting with Miguel Llobet and Andrés Segovia. Actually, it was Miguel Llobet who encouraged Hermann Hauser I to build guitars in the Spanish traditional way. And of course, in 1924, he met Segovia for the first time. He attended Segovia concert in Germany. Segovia brought him his 1912 Manuel Ramirez guitar, which was built by Santos Hernandez. That's why you can tell the headstock design of this guitar. It's very similar, or let's say influenced by the Manuel Ramirez instruments. Since 1924, he put aside his Viennese style instrument making and he started to concentrate on building Spanish guitars. He built quite a few guitars over the years for Andrés Segovia. In 1929, it was the first time that Andrés Segovia played one of Hermann Hauser the first instrument on the concert. Let's take a listen how it sounds. Guys, this guitar is loud. It is very loud. I know, I've read everywhere that people say Hermann Hauser guitar is not that loud. But this guitar is loud. I'm not talking about as a traditional guitar. No, in general, this guitar is loud. And being 98 years old, I mean, guys, unbelievable. This instrument is unbelievable. One more thing, this guitar has been well preserved and well taken care of. That's the most important thing. I don't see this guitar slowing down despite its age. I think this guitar will just keep going as long as it is well taken care of. I will play you the first string to the sixth string and you will hear the trebles. They are magical. They are ringing like a bell. The clarity is amazing. It has this distinct ring with the very good clarity, good sustain, wonderful overtones, very artistic overtones. It's just beautiful. On the second string, the tone color is getting a bit darker. Third string, it's more melancholy. The fourth string is also very singing. Yeah, guys. After you play the note, you hear the overtone. It's amazing. Yes, the airy, punchy, and clear basses as well. So you can tell how can I explain, but I will put it like this. From the first string to the sixth string, there are some gradation on the tonal colors, which I think beautiful. Each layer is giving its own character. And at the end, they are blending beautifully to each other. Thank you. I got chill when I played this guitar. Honestly, it is so beautiful, it is so musical, it is very artistic. The guitar touches you. It has its own colors and characters that, I don't know. Really, guys, this is the kind of instrument that really touches people through its sounds, through the tonal quality, through the colors, everything. There you have it, guys. We arrived at the end of this week's episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting. Next week, Joyan will be doing the next week's episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting. Let us know in the comment section if you guys want to see us both in the same episode. Maybe we can think of something that might be interesting for you guys to watch and to see as well. I hope you get something from our videos and from our contents. And let us know what do you think in the comment section below. Thank you so much for all the supports. It really motivates us to make a better content every time and do our best to the classical guitar world in general. So guys, have a nice weekend and I'll see you soon. Cheers, bye.